as criticizing them. While salesmen, I said, they don't get too much. But I said, do they work harder than the basing poor? You know, like me. And that's it. Then you have to content them. But they're more than anything else. They'll be the main factor in the economic system is the service industry.
Well,
it has nothing to do with...
Well, when did the Amalgamated change its constitution?
Conventions. You can look that up. That's in the, every convention there is some modification.
Okay, gradually you know it, right?
You see, originally, it was the ultimate goal was to take over the industry. That was modified. We started out with 25 cent dues, now it's $6 dues. It's a different... I can talk about it, it's in the past, but I can't say anything. I'm out of industry now since 1958.
But the big shift away from the socialist ideology.
Socialist ideology is Roosevelt killed it all. That's my opinion. And I know it's not only my opinion. I recall that when I went out to speak for, I think it was Dutch. 24. I don't recall exactly when it was. The Fairwitz came out, the Fairwitz, which was supposed to be a socialist paper, he says, thank God, they made God married. Meaning when, what's his name, that senator from Wisconsin.
The Fairwitz.
Thank God, they all made God married, meaning no more socialism. You see, it didn't... I wasn't happy about it. I mean, I wasn't satisfied. But the Amalgamated did go on with La Follette. Certainly, La Follette in comparison with the others were superior. And Roosevelt, but he's liberal. Program, so-called, nothing more than another press on the prince that I thought they were going to kill me when I said it.
Within the union itself?
Yeah, sure. Oh my, I was looked upon as the tones in their eyes.
So there was really a split, either you were a communist, or you became a...
Well, they couldn't call me a communist.
Yeah. So people like you that were neither communists but remained a socialist were just in limbo.
Well, they couldn't tolerate me. See, I was in their way. But I can get so worked up, you know, at so many years, and I still dream that I get so upset, I get so nervous, and I look it over again and say, what the hell, what is it all about, what for, it's all wrong, my time is up. You can put it down as history that happened. But that's all. It's a new ballgame now. I talked to about the fire strike in Texas. I talked to the guy in charge there. That's what was it, about 2 months ago, 3 months ago. And I know him pretty well. I said, what's going to be? Nothing. They'll never make it. I've never heard that say, and I don't Now, he's supposed to be a trusted man. And maybe if he trusted me for saying that, I shouldn't even repeat it. Because, you see, I still feel the amalgamator has never lost, they lose its strike temporarily. But either they put them out of business, or they won't sign up. And you take them and look at the, in Rochester, you look at the history. Sometimes it lasted five years, but eventually they got him. The only thing is, how did he get him? They buy him, they sell him, I often wonder, but I still feel that come with me. There will be a time that human beings, you will become human beings, but not in your time, not in my time.
I don't even know if in my time.
Yeah, how could be your time? You're young, man.
Are you tired, sir? Are you tired?
No, I'm not. I enjoy talking to you.
You know, by the way, that May Company is no longer caring for Ralph Hans?
Yeah, what?
May Company is no longer caring for Ralph Hans?
Comes in the way.
I stopped
buying. I have a kind there.
But apparently the boycott was effective.
As I say, I have... whatever anybody can say, the amalgamator does not give up. So they did cut out the...
That's what I understand. I was going to check with Ms. Miller. Someone told me that on August 25th, for Women's Day, there's going to be an action boycott. Bullocks. It's the only store left, they said, that's not happening.
They're every week, every day.
So I think that the May Company has stopped, and now they're a Target Bullocks.
You for what? I mean, as a whole, what is it like? What goes on?
So, why do you think L.A. was such a bad union town when you came out in the 30s?
Because it was agriculture, more agriculture than industries. I recall. That was they wanted to get Hatchett and March out here. So it was politics, union politics, you see. And I talked to the man that I admired, Sam Levine. He said, "Let them on trade and then I let him take away the work." So. Because Baskin Brothers, they had trouble. They had trouble with the stores where they sell men's clothing. But Hatchett and Marx, they had a hard time getting them to organize, and they're still not organized. Some of them. Not Hatchett and Marx.
Well, with the men's clothing industry here, it was smaller than the women's, wasn't it, in L.A.?
Not necessarily. Now you see the styles, the women's style is greater here. But it's more like say Hollywood style. It's more they compare themselves to Paris. So, but as far as the union, the strength of the union is an element is superior. They tell me that themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, their benefits are lower than our chances.
Well, when after the laundry strike, you then got involved in organizing the clothing workers.
Yeah.
Now, there was a union, but it wasn't too strong then, among the clothing workers?
No, very weak, very weak. I stayed up one night, more than one night, waiting for a cutter. The place that I worked last for 20 years, New York, I went up there, I think I told you this, and the cutters, I told them to stop, they told me the hell I am. And the boss took me by the neck, literally. And 2 years later, when I couldn't get a job, I got a job there.
So this place was not organized at all at that time?
They had some kind of, it was semi, they had some, I'll get a leaflet that I wrote myself about the people that were loyal to the union. Others that weren't, but they're hard not to crack. And you see, the employers, every one of them that had any brains, benefited more by joining the union, by having a contract, a contractual relation with the union, than the non-union, because they were secured of stoppages and bad work. I myself, as a socialist, I enforced good work and union time, and I was very strict about it. I didn't allow any horsing around. And not this time that I realized what I was doing, that I'm certainly not dreaming about socialism by doing it, but that's the system. I'm not crazy. I'm not going to make a fool of myself. If I don't do that, then what? I know what hunger is. I know what it means to be without a job. But if you live in a decent condition, and they have decent conditions, as much as I tried, and the reason why they went under, as soon as I went away, is plain, plain, ordinary jealousy, misunderstanding, jealous from the top down. I held on. I put in a system there originally. There's nothing but junk there. You see? They thought I was crazy. I said, so I am. You do this, you do this, you see what's going to be. So it became one of the best brewery shops, not only in Los Angeles, but in the country. We had our own newspaper, our own, yes. I'm telling you, classes and education, and like discipline, very well disciplined, the meetings. You come to a local meeting, learned people fill the hall.
How large was the shop there?
Sometimes it was 150, 160 people. More than that. I've got the record than that.
Was this mainly women in the shop too?
No, yes, always majority of women. And you see, I'm, personally, I try to push the women. I'll show you letters from women that did appreciate. They forgot about me now. All right, I don't expect them. But you see, I brought in such a. Cooperation. The designer who was considered in Chicago the meanest bastard, and he wanted to do one here. I said, you want to work here, brother? Because if he got after somebody, he didn't like them race. As long as you look at the work, that was my person. As long as the work is good, I don't want to work. I have one woman especially. Also, no, I didn't have any pets. The only pets I had, David, were more loyal to the union. Those were my pets. And they were all, at least, I used to tell them at the union, I don't want you to fear me. I want you to respect me, but do what the union requires of you, that's all. I don't want you to love me or don't love me. Do what is right for the union, then you be right. You benefit by it. And it was a replica of the international union of our. We had everything in the chat, committees, I mean, everyone active, participating. I didn't do everything myself. No, there was a collection to be made for the institute. Did I do it? I had a committee for the picnic. I'll show you some pictures of the picnic. A committee on education. A committee on the leaf, on the bulletin. A committee on everything. A picket committee. They were divided. See, men and women. There wasn't anyone that could compare with. So naturally, I had power.
Yeah, were you the head chairlady there?
And sure. I had many assistants. Everybody was an assistant. I had some, you know, first, second, but in every section, there was an assistant. See, there was finishes, there was 20 finishes, let's say. There were 10 handling wasters. Each one, there was somebody that looked out to see that things are right. The model is being abused, but the foreman doesn't take advantage of it. There was, I tell you, when I came back, really, I must have been a monster, because this designer, he came, he was, if you ask this man if he ever needed me, he worked for him. He worshipped me. Literally, he wrote, I've got something that he has wrote about me. And I lay down the law and I said, you want to work here, you got to do the right thing. I said, I don't want to dictate to you, but you've got to do the right thing. This particular woman, he said to her, she came in on a try, basically, with all of 2 weeks. He said, you can't work here, you don't know how to make a senior try. I said, wait a minute, give it a chance. She didn't line up the chariot, how can you tell? This lady, I said, all right. She's nervous, she hasn't worked until. And that way I never allowed anybody to be fired. I always found a way out for a worker to retain their job. But if the worker, for instance, like I mentioned, there was one, when he went to school on a black girl because she didn't make the rush coat special right away, he went to school on it to the foreman. I sent him out. I didn't make for the business agent. See, and they didn't like that, you see. That was taking a lot of. What do I need him for? I was business agent. I was an organizer. I am in the union longer than any of them. So what do you want? What's wrong in that? What's wrong in it? They didn't know. They wanted me to take orders. I'm not the type. So I wasn't a tax pope.
Stuart, did you remain the head chair the whole 20 years you were in the shop?
No, that was funny. But there were other chairmen. There were other chairmen. I did the work, you see. I was steady there from, this was from 1947 till I retired. But I always did the work. You see, I always did the work.
Now, what local were you in then? Was that 275?
No, here?
Yeah. No. I mean 278?
278, yeah.
And that was with the coat makers again?
The coat makers, pants makers, they
had. Oh, everything was to get in one local?
Yeah. Coat makers, vest makers. Then they have the cleaners have a different local. And the shirt makers have a different local. The cutters have a different local. The machinists have a different local. They have,
What kind of work were you doing here? The armhole basting stuff?
No, I was working on a special machine.
Oh, that's that machine you're talking about.
Yeah. I worked on a special machine.
What, were you an officer in the local?
Yeah.
Out here?
Yeah.
For how long, do you remember?
All the time.
So you were on the joint board the whole time?
Yeah. I was on the joint board, on the executive board, the grieving board.
You didn't have trouble on the joint board here, with all this?
No. There was nothing new that you can... I had no trouble. They had trouble with me. You see, the thing is, in 56, I didn't want to stay there forever. I wanted somebody to take my place, and I was trying to break in somebody. They didn't want it. They wanted to choose what they wanted. I had a lot of... you see, there are people in there. Now, I know... It's a job. To me, it was never just a job. I could never stand there just to be a job. If I could have done that, I don't think I'd be out here. Maybe I wouldn't be here altogether because I wasn't made that way. That's all. You see, I started out, I don't want to make room for a woman. So I did. And she stayed there until she died. And that wasn't my way of thinking. That wasn't my way of thinking of Charlie either. I always pushed somebody. Yeah, I wanted to be around. I wanted to be active. I wanted to do. I wanted to be consulted, certainly. I felt that I knew maybe a little bit more than they did. And when they didn't know as much as I had, leave them alone, let them go by themselves. But it doesn't work that way. Evidently, it doesn't work that way in politics. I wasn't a politician. Yet they claimed that I was. I don't know.
What was the situation of the women out here, sir, in the union?
My friend Hilda was out here before me. You know, this is something that I didn't do. I'll give you an example. And she had many friends, so-called. Miss Sadie Goodman, the same as she was secretary of the joint board. I just give you an example of the woman here. Matilda had a habit with the men of when I had a fist fight, the train took us apart, but that was inside, you see? Never in the open. Because I knew, and she would too, but my friend Hilda. You see, I fought inside. As I say, sometimes physically. Frank Rosenblum took us apart. Then we went out for dinner. My friend Hilda would call the manager, an open local meeting. You're nothing but a sheriff. All kinds of names. We brought charges against her.
Against Hilda?
Against Hilda. I want to give you an example. And she had many friends in the office, on the executive board, on the grieving board. And I have to laugh. I just came with her the other day, and I said, I know she's dead, and she's here, and I took her around, and I was very fond of her. They got charged for a fine of $100 a fine, and that she was not allowed to speak.
And you okay with me?
Yeah. To deprive him of speech is like depriving me of food. I couldn't stand it. After all, she was the worst time she really helped build whatever organizations we had here. And the manager that was out here is an American and an opponent. I'll show you something about him later on. He brags about the fact that I was his business agent. Now he's my manager. So I went to these people. I said, you go and talk to the manager that he should change the decision. It doesn't look nice. A member like Hilda should have that on her record. I said, it's terrible. Nobody, not one. And here, I am not in good terms with the manager. Because I told Frank there's no goddamn good as he doesn't. I see you insult my intelligence to send me government to represent me here. You know, I was open, but in the open, meeting, I, like they say, I respect the office, not the manner.
So what happened with Hilda then?
So, nobody budged. So I go in. I said, look, Jerome, I know, if I was in your place, maybe I wouldn't do it. But I'm asking you to do it for me. And I started talking about Hilda, her background. She says, sir, how can I do it? It was first by the executive. But I said, you don't tell me what you can do. I don't want this. I don't want Hilda to have this on her record. Squash it. No, I don't want to go into details. It was squashed. The point I'm making is, with all your friends, here is Sadie Goodman. She was secretary of the joint board, a high office. And some nut brought charges against her.
What kind of charges did they bring, sir?
Some nonsense. I'm becoming a union member. Now, as a rule, a high office like that, It's a disgrace for the union to have that on record for the public. I couldn't sit. You're talking about the joint rep that I had a fight. So, as a woman, you see, here's the woman point. You're talking about the woman. So I'm bringing this out. And there was, to the funeral that I went when I asked you to come later, or the following day, he was the secretary treasurer of the joint board. I got up at the joint board. I said, "Well, chairman, I wonder if it would have been the charges brought against brother so-and-so, whether you would have brought it to the floor. Don't you think it's a little bit out of place to bring charges against the secretary of the joint board?" "Well," said this idiot manager, gets at his, "it shows you how democratic we are, you see. Democrat. Otherwise, he was demagogue. Now, you see, I have trained myself not to hate anybody, because you hate, you hurt yourself. But there was a time that I couldn't control myself, and there was a time that I wanted to kill him for what he had done to me. And I'll show you a letter where he said he had never intentionally wanted to hurt me. It's just an out lie. Well, all right. If I come to a meeting to some of these social gathering, you'll kiss me, I'll kiss him. I don't want to carry any hatred. And I figured, what the hell, he just had an open heart operation. He was an ignoramus, he was dying in him. So what about, I'm not far removed. I'm not too far removed. But I know that I just wasn't that type. I know myself that I just couldn't do the thing that he's done. Now, when I'll show you a letter that I wrote to Frank once, he gave me an example about President Gough? Will Garfield?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, anyways, I've got the letter because I wrote to him about him. He told me that I remind him of something. So he thought he was a good guy. Sure, he was a good sucker. I mean, that's something I do what's right, what I think is right. I don't want to hurt anybody deliberately. But I don't want to have anybody step on me or hurt me unnecessarily. So this is what I say, that I've learned, I nourished myself, I trained myself deliberately not to carry any hatred. And even the woman, Sadie Goodman, she didn't talk to me for years because she headed out with Hilda, and I didn't want to break up with Hilda. Yeah. Hilda was an intelligent, Hilda was, as far as I'm concerned, she was an exceptionally intelligent human being, and a good human being. I didn't agree with her, but everything, that doesn't take away my love for her. And this one again, I spent 2 years with her in Brookwood. I had my hands full with her because she was an, see, I was so loyal to the union, you know, because she was a member of the union, of our union. I protected her and defended her. In many cases, I didn't like to defend anybody that was grown, but I protected her in many ways because she had hallucinations, imaginations, if you want to call it. Don't call it hallucinations. She imagined this guy loves her and that guy loves her. And she remained a mist and a nice human being. She goes to dances now. She's active at 81, 82. Very is born in east side of London, I guess. Again, as far as her contribution to women was lacking. Oh, she said, you're crazy with the women all the time. Like, that's the Hindu told me, the same thing, yeah. I don't say that I love women more than men, like hell, I love men plenty. But I'm not blind to the fact that they were made whatever you want to call slaves. For what? You have the right. You got the right. Why don't you? You try. They hit you over the head. They take your job. I know what they did. In the union that I loved so much. Well, they tried to do it with me. Well, now you can't expect everybody to take the thing that I did. And I'm aware of it. It was Hilda. All right, so she took it. What else do you know?
Sarah, mainly the three of you were the women in L.A. who were the most active. All of you were old-timers, really, weren't you?
Well, Hilda's quit. She got married, you know, and she's... Her life was macaqued after a while. She got married. I think she stopped work in the 40s. She was a good worker, a good union person, a good human being, a fine human being. She was... I think if she would have had the, I don't know, to me she was an intellectual giant. She was a wonderful person. I miss her as much as I miss my sister Rose. And I love her enough.
Now, when did she die? Hilda.
She died in October.
Oh, just this last year?
Mm-hmm.
Now, so you and Hilda and Freddie Goodman in the early days here all were active in the...
Well, they were here before me. Mm-hmm. But they weren't as active. See, they their type of leadership, Freddie Goodman was never chair lady. She had a business in Rochester. I told you about it. I fought from Chicago. I fought for a battle. It's not that